हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एस इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। यथा आकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायो सर्वत्र गोमकाम् तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मस्तानि उपधारया। यथाकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायो सर्वत्र गोमकाम् तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मस्तानि उपधारया। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। अंडरस्टैंड दैट एज द माइटी विंड ब्लोइंग एवरीवेयर rest always in the sky, all created beings rest in me. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Now we are in chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 6. Today we will try to discuss briefly about Independence Day, which we are celebrating in India. Are we really independent? If you ask this question, really we are not independent. Why? Because if we are really independent, then why we are fighting against the government? So many strike is going on against the government. People are always hating the government. Government is putting this tax, this problem. So many problems are there. People are fighting against the government. If you open the newspaper, you can understand at least 10 places in small city they are doing strike every day. This problem, they are telling to close the wine shop is everywhere. If you see specifically in South India, in Tamil Nadu, many places there all the ladies, they are going to the wine shop and they are breaking. If you are really independent, then why so many fights are happening? So that means we are actually not really independent. Just only the name shake we are independent, but actually we are not really independent. Because before 1947, somebody was ruling by force. But now we are choosing, that's all. Before, until 1947, we didn't choose anybody. Somebody by force, they were actually ruling the country. Now we are choosing by the vote. That vote also, it is a purchased. They are giving a money, 500 rupees or 1000 rupees. We are taking that vote, and whoever giving a money, we are putting. Even though there are many good people are there, and unfortunately they cannot become the prime minister or a chief minister due to various reason. By actually now also by force actually we are putting a vote. We are now also, if you see, we are forced to obey so many things which we don't like it. Now, whatever the government is putting rules and regulation, did everybody is accepting? Did everybody is liking? No, majority of the people are hating. When there is some rules and regulation applied in the government, they are increasing the tax and nobody likes it. By force only we are obeying. By force only we are obeying. So, before, when the English party, they were ruling, at least we could able to join together and fight, and we actually kicked them. Now even we can't even kick our prime minister or chief minister. Once we put to vote, 5 years, we cannot do anything. At least English people, we can send away from our country by fighting. Now we can't even do that also. So where is the question of the real independent? Just like for example, if you're having a 10 disease, cold is there, cough is there, this problem, headache is there. Like this way, for example, if you have a 10 disease, if you cure one disease, it does not mean that this all the disease are gone. Now we are free from that disease. Is it not like that? We are just, only one disease is gone, that's all. So similarly, we are actually not really independent, we are independent from the English people, that's all. So then what is a real independent? Real independent means when we solve the problem of life, that is a real independent. When we solve whatever the problems are there in life, that is a real independent. When we understand, when everyone understand that we are not this body, kaumara machare pragya, when we understand that we are not this body, we are atma, we are the spirit soul, everyone is a son of God, we should unite together. There is no Hindu, there is no Muslim, there is no Christian. Everyone is a son of God. When we understand that we are Atma, that is a real independent. Now, one guy is saying Hindu, one guy is saying Muslim, one guy is saying Christian. Everybody is fighting together, fighting from. Then where is the question of real independence? There is no question of real independence. So, real independent means when we solve the problems of life, then when we understand that everyone is Atma, everyone is a son of God, we should cooperate together, we should live together, that is a real independent. Then when we find the solution to, there is a birth, that is also, birth is there, death is there, old age is there, disease is there. When we find the solution to the birth, death, old age and disease and go back to the spiritual world, that is a real independent. That is a real independent. Because when we go to spiritual world, there is no suffering. There is no suffering. Only enjoyment is there. You can do as you wish. Now we cannot do anything as we wish. Can we do anything as we wish? We cannot do anything. By force, we are forced to do so many things by the rules and regulation of the government. So, as a conclusion, real Independence Day means when we solve the problems of life, when we understand that we are Atma and live together, all Christian, Muslim, Hindu, everyone should understand that we are Atma, we are the spirit soul, we are son of God. That is the real independent. And when we solve the problem of birth, death, old age and disease, when we find the solution to this, is a real independence. In Krishna, in this shloka 9.6, Krishna says, just like a sky, when just like a wind is resting on the sky, similarly everything is resting on me, Krishna is saying. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport very nicely, for ordinary people, it is inconceivable how this huge material creation resting in him. Because it is beyond our imagination. Beyond our imagination, this world is very, very huge and big, and you know, so much of water is there, so much of weight is there. How it is resting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It is actually almost inconceivable for the ordinary person. So that's why Krishna is trying to give the analogy, the example, so that we may understand something. Just like a wind is the biggest manifestation in the cosmic manifestation. The wind is the biggest manifestation. The movement of the air influences everything. A movement, when the wind moves, everything is actually moves. So the air, movement of the air, is influence everything. Although wind is a great, Although the wind is very, very great, still if you see, everything is situated within the sky. And then the wind cannot go beyond the sky. It is situated in the sky only. So similarly, Krishna here trying to give example that just like even though the wind is very, very great, it is actually situated within the sky. Similarly, all cosmic manifestation is subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like a wind is subordinate to the sky, similarly, this cosmic manifestation is subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we say, not even blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the grass also will not move. That means nothing moves without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vedic literature, it is very, very nicely, it is mentioned by his will everything is created, maintained and annihilated. Just by his will, nimitta matra, just by his will is everything is created. Still he is aloof from everything. As we discussed yesterday also, even though he is a creator, maintainer and annihilator, and he is aloof from everything, he is not doing. Just by the will, everything is manifesting. He is a spiritual person. He is not material person. He is still aloof. He does not even bother what's going on in this material world. Krishna is always busy with his devotees, with his friends, with his girlfriends, with his father, mother and loving devotees. He is very very busy with them, and he is not even bother what's going on in this material world, but still everything goes under his will only. It is mentioned in the Shastra that out of fear of Supreme Personality of Godhead, wind is blowing. Wind is blowing, moon, sun and other planets are moving. It is mentioned in the Upanishad, as well as the Taittiriya Upanishad also, it is mentioned in Brihat Aranya Upanishad also, it is mentioned that by the order of the Supreme, all the wind is blowing, sun and moon. If you see, sun is a very very powerful. You see, this earth is a very very huge. Sun rising and sun setting. Sun is giving a light. You see, so much of the light is coming. So much of heat is emanating from the sun. But if you see, even though sun is a very very great, sun is having a so much of power, so much of power. You see, this world is very very big. That much light the sun is supplying. The moon also, you see, during the night time, so much of light is coming. The sun also, so much light is coming in the daytime and heat is coming. So that much powerful, but still, if you see, it run in his orbit out of fear of the Supreme Personality or Godhead, out of his respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is rotated in his orbit. Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned, Yakshakshireva Savitasa Galagrahanam Raja Savasta Suramurti Aseshatejaham Yasanjanaya Brahmati Sambrata Kala Chakra Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. Yakshakshureva Savita Sagala Grahanam. Sagala Grahanam means all the planetary system. Sagala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Asesa Tejaha. All the planetary systems are rotating as per the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything very very nicely is going on. Everything is great. This material world, the sun is a very great, moon is a very great, the wind is a very very great, and the sky is a great, and the vayu is a great, the water is a very very water, Varuna is actually very very great. Everybody is very very great, but still everything is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Krishna is a very very great. He is not ordinary person, because he controls everything, maintain everything. And further shloka also Krishna is going to explain in this regard, how he is controlling, how he is maintained, annihilated, and everything is explained. So as a conclusion of this shloka is that even though wind is very very great in the cosmic manifestation, still it is situated in the sky only. It does not go beyond the sky. So similarly, the cosmic manifestation looks very very great, and everything is resting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as we discussed yesterday. And it is resting means it is not like a atlas is holding a globe map. It looks with he is very very tired, and Krishna is not, you know, holding this entire cosmic manifestation with a very very tired face. He is not at all. It is carrying like on his head. By his will, everything is floating on the air. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.